Hello and welcome to Experience Share. My name is Gira Tanner.
Giratina.
I had to scroll up in the notes, aka Tanner Greenring.
Beautiful
and
name.
I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Reggie Gigash.
Not as beautiful. Reggie Gigash.
It's a hard one.
Yeah.
AKA Joshua
and
Fielder.
That thing's hard to look at, too.
Yeah, and you got to catch it. Well, you don't have to, I guess. You can just vanquish it.
Yeah, I save scummed because I killed it on accident. And I was like, oh, it'll probably make me catch it. And it didn't. So I went back and I did it again to catch it.
I just caught them all because I assumed I had to. None of them are slugs. That's not true. Cresselia is definitely a slug.
Oh, well, I have a counter to that that we'll get to. But I will also say,
yes.
I'm proud to announce that we will have an actual slug scientist on the program. The slug scientist.
Should I introduce him?
It's taken weeks and weeks.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of slugs. And
he's like a trading card pro.
Yeah, he is a Magic the Gathering champ professional player. Does that on the side, along with some other science, I presume, but, you know, predominantly the study of slugs, I think, is my
understanding. Yeah, I'm really hoping to get down to brass tacks with him.
Yeah.
And I won't reveal who it is, but I feel like I've met him, and would I describe him as a slug scientist? Not in a million years, but I'm...
Well, he's got a lot of accolades,
happy to
Tanner.
Hear what his credentials are.
It's hard to... When I did the outreach for the slug scientist, I was like, that's something you can do, right? Like, I can't really keep track of all your PhDs and all these different certifications that he has. He was ready and willing to talk about slugs, so that's definitely part of it. All of the
another co-host who's ready and willing to talk about slugs. I am ready and willing to talk about slugs.
Yeah, well,
that's my thing. I can't believe you'd bring in someone else.
It's just like
you know what Malcolm Gladwell said. You spend 10,000 hours doing something, and you're an expert at it. And you think I haven't got picked up my Switch lately, but I think I've put 10,000 hours into this
basically
game.
Basically 10,000. Maybe if you took all of the Pokemon games, although I don't know unless you were just secretly doing that because it's sort of like a sixth sense for you.
I don't think so. I think it's
thinking
like,
about
I think
slugs
it's like
the whole time.
60 to like 80 hours we've spent per game.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
We're going to get into... There's a lot of slug action this. Let's not blow our slug wad too early because we've got a lot to talk about this week.
Where do we
Joshua...
Begin?
We are stuck in Hisui! Sorry.
We had to do it. We had to do it. It's the last episode of the season in old Hisui.
Oh, yeah. We're not chasing waterfalls. Still don't have waterfalls.
We've sort of been chasing them for... There are a lot of waterfalls, actually. The biggest waterfalls in any Pokemon game I've ever seen, but we can't actually...
Climb them.
Chase them. I got really sick of the Hisuian Braviary... call because I was just flying around much.
I haven't tried calling Hisuian Braviary since my flute turned into a different flute. Does it still work?
It still works.
Okay, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's interesting though. You know, you'd think it'd be like a dog whistle and they could only hear that one specific tone, and if the structure of the
they
flute
hear that
works,
one specific racist tweet.
Yeah, that's what Braviary responds to.
Joshua.
You can tell Sabi's got some problematic opinions. If you take one look at her in her clairvoyance, she's like the Marianne Williamson of Pokemon.
There's obviously a lot to talk about. Let's focus up. I want to talk about the final few plates, and then we'll get into our request ranking for the week.
Okay. Probably could have split it up a little bit better.
Yeah, we're so bad at this. We just like look at the list of like chapter, like mission head titles, and we're like, I don't know.
There's
seems like a good place
three
to stop.
Or four. That's probably good. Little did we know that seeking the remaining plates was like kind of a whole other
Most
thing.
Most of the plates. Fucking idiots. All right. Focus up. We have plates to get. The first one is in the hands of Melly, I think. I think you can do them in any order. I'm curious to see how you approach
you,
it. I think I
well,
went for the one.
Well, you can except for you can't
except
do
for
Snowpoint
Reggie
Temple.
Gigas.
Because I tried doing
has
that.
To be the last one.
Yeah.
Because you need all the other plates.
So I did Fire Spit Island. I basically did it. I I don't think I really had this planned out, but I happened to basically do all of these in the order of chasing the massive mass outbreaks. So I had to go to the Cobalt Coastlands next to also tackle those with my. And so I also did Firespit Island. Do you want to start there?
Yeah, sure. You have something to say about Firespit Island? Who's out here? Which of these rascals was out here?
The Lord is there, Lord Arcanine, and I got tricked into fighting him again.
What?
I don't know if you did this.
I don't think so.
Well, you apparently can rematch all of the lords of the arenas if you want. I don't really know why you would want. But I went there and I guess you messed up.
You went up and talked to that lady?
Yeah, I talked to Lena, Polina. She hates being called Lena. And
you know what the weirdest part about that her being there too is?
What?
When you walk around the corner to go into the cave to fight the crazed Pokemon we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
Irida's like, oh, sorry, Lena couldn't be here. She had something important to do back at the Diamond Clan HQ, and you can literally walk five steps away and see her.
Right. Yeah, I guess I took a wrong turn and wasn't paying enough attention to the map, because it does make it look like, oh, I have to go through the arena in order to get to the new cave. And as a result, I had to fight fucking Arcanine again. And then I realized, I could have just gone the other way.
Land. He's like, he feels like he's really native to this place now, you know? To Hisui.
Yeah.
It's after bedtime. We can't do it anymore.
I can't.
I mean, don't do it so loud that it would come through my headphones and wake Miles up. Probably blow my head up.
Well, I don't want that.
Who's in here?
Headless co-host. So on the other side, if you go the right way, you go into the cave and there's a Heatran.
Well, first it's Irida and Iskan.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Sorry. Bleep that.
Irida is fussy about the heat.
Yeah.
She doesn't like it. It's too hot for her. And I'll tell you what. Too hot for Doug, too. I think it would be too hot for a slug. If it's too hot for a slug, it's too hot for Doug.
Oh, good. You just had that one waiting in the canister.
Yeah, it's sort of a hit factory up there.
Yeah.
Iskan seems fine. I don't remember his deal.
No, I felt neutral about Iskan.
Who was he? He gave us the bear.
No, it's the Baskalesian guy. The very timid guy.
They're in this cave is a big dumb Heatran, not a slug, not interested, killed it.
Yeah, for some reason you have to huck mud balls at it to break down a barrier that it has.
Yeah, it took me far too long to figure that out. Kept throwing my Pokeballs at it and running away. Leave me alone!
I was purely in the red, one more hit, I was gonna die when I got the last mud ball off on it. And then you just fight it.
Normally. Well, they hint it pretty hard because his little den is littered
literally
with mud balls.
There's 30 on the ground. Yeah,
you can't miss them. So yeah, it's a pretty easy puzzle to figure out. And then you can kill or catch Heatran. We'll obviously be releasing it, but we had to catch it because I know it's coming. We have to catch all the Pokemon.
We have to try the very best, no one ever has.
Let's see. Guagobo, guobobobo is what?
That's Heatran.
Heatran says.
Guobobobo, guobobo. I took a photo of that too. It's not quite as cute as Arceus.
Dialga, yeah. I don't remember what it was. I'll find it in the previous episode and put it in here. What's next? Catch the Heatran. We're out of here. Jets. Where'd you go next? What was next on your agenda?
Well, next...
You were chasing the big outbreaks.
Yeah. Next, I tried to do Snowpoint Temple. And if you go down there, the door only reacts to certain plates. And I didn't have the last one. So I was like, oh, okay.
Get out of here, Josh. You think Reggie Yigas is going to respond to your puny little plate collection?
I guess not.
Get bent. Let's go to Moonview Arena.
Moonview
This is where
Arena.
We fought Lilligant last time, I think.
No. This is Frenzied Electrode. Because
God damn it,
you know why?
So...
You know why I know that?
Why?
Because Melly is here. Smelly Melly.
Oh, God.
And he goes on a rant about oh, I miss my precious Lord Electrode. It's keeping me up at night to not know where he is. And he's like clutching his chest. And then he says,
wait, where is it? Why didn't it come back?
The Cresselia, the so-called, according to you, slug that we're going to be fighting pretty soon.
Yeah.
Chased it away. Cresselia came from the moon? I think the moon.
Yeah, lives moon on the slugs moon. Famously have feathers, for instance. There's a lot of physiology that's different about moon slugs, but one of the key things is feathers. It's they glide on solar rays, actually. It's how they move around in space, and they kind of lock up in like a cocoon, and that's how they travel in like the vacuum of space.
Well, you can save that theory for the slug scientists, because I was going to say...
It's not a theory.
I feel
that's
like
science, baby.
Slugs...
If our guest is a slug scientist, then so am I.
I was going to wait to talk about our credentials again, but we did in the other episode talk about how we are very familiar with a lot of slimy things growing up. Mm-hmm. Salamanders.
We did talk about that? Oh, yeah.
Slugs, okay. Frogs. So it's not that we're not slug scientists, I would say, but I don't have a PhD in slug science.
Yeah, I don't think anyone on the show tonight is going to have a PhD in slug science.
Slugology? But we're getting ahead of things. I wanted to say, on the smelly melly issue,
yeah,
I felt vindicated that when he's going off on Cresselia and how she's a nightmare and we don't know anything about Pokemon because how could you not know what a Cresselia is? And it's like, how would I know what a moon slug is? Have I been to the moon?
Yeah.
And has Melly?
How do I know what God is, Melly?
I wish he'd get blasted to the fucking moon. And Leon, too. I wanted to call out the boy warden. He takes you aside
is
at one point.
Too?
Yeah, Leon's here.
They're still hanging out.
Maybe
like the worst people club here.
Maybe Melly. I might get it. Be getting the screenshots mixed up, but you do talk to Leon about Melly on one of these adventures, and Leon is like, "I can't let myself be outdone by him." And I saw you react to him, and I couldn't imagine that it was the case that you liked him. I'm sure it was a confused grimace or a smile you merely forced yourself to give him out of pity.
Wow.
So I love that the little boy warden also hates Melly. And probably
what
everybody
is this drama
does.
That we're all mixed up in?
I mean, I can't really keep
I feel
track
like it's
of
a relationship.
He's like
sim
probably
now.
What, the junior warden, and Melly's like the senior warden or fucking whatever this hierarchy is.
I can do something to hurt my social rank with Melly, but it improves my social rank with boy warden.
Yeah. The Sims like dialogue.
I'm really
tree.
Gaming that mechanic. Yeah.
But in any case, you exchange barbs with Melly as usual. And as usual, Melly does nothing to solve the problem. And we have to go into the den of the moon slug.
The den of the moon slug.
This.
Validating me
was infuriating, the Cresselia situation. So you go into its den, all of the controls are inverted.
It's so easy.
No, that part was manageable for me. I was like, oh, am I gonna have to pick up fucking, you know, soot foot roots or something to also like hurl at it? But all you have to do is get close enough using inverted controls and then throw a Pokemon at it to battle. What I hated was I was trying to catch it, as we all are. So I didn't want to just kill it. And so I kept using, I was using Luxray as usual with these Pokemon, because it's, again, the only one that has a disabling move, Thunder Wave. And so I had to just keep using Wild Charge, and then I would throw in, like, you know, Play Rough or fucking whatever to whittle it down, and then Thunder Wave. And I'm like, great, gonna catch it. And then it goes Lunar Blessing. And then it recovers like most of its health, and then it gets obscured. So then your moves start missing. You're just burning PP. It's using Moonlight. It's using whatever all of its shit is. And I think I was in this battle for like 10 minutes because it just kept using Lunar Blessing and it would never get low enough that I could catch it.
Yeah, the Lunar Blessing thing was really.
And then all my moves are missing.
Annoying.
And I wanted to just strangle the neck. I don't know if slugs have necks. That's one of the questions we're going to ask. But I wanted to strangle the neck on this thing, which I assert is not a slug because it has lunar feathers.
If you do strangle it, it'll just grow a new neck.
They don't have feathers, I think.
We'll have to ask the slug scientist.
Did you?
Is he also a moon scientist? We're going to need a little knowledge in that
field, too. I didn't check that. We're going to have to ask that, too. Did you?
I don't think I struggled
with
Cresselia.
I thought this sucked. This was like the hardest one.
I ran in and all of a sudden I was running backwards and I was like, I get it. And there's little swirlies all over the screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I had any problem with Cresselia, though I did do the same thing as you with Porygon Z, but to like ill effect. Porygon Z became like sort of the
sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. the sacrificial lamb this week because
sacrificial Wooloo.
He also, oh, by the way, it took me far too long to figure out that you can just go into the menus and change the Pokemon's moves at any time.
Excuse me?
I never needed to, but then I was finally just like, I should work on these moves. I wonder what I do with like kind of the TM situation. And then I was like, oh, I can just go in and change the moves.
Change all moves, their moves was like the fine. Second option on the menu the entire game.
All their moves were fine the entire game, but then were I thought, they? Like, you know what? Manaphy could probably use Psychic.
Yeah, I would say so. Did you know that What's-Her-Face at the training grounds, can also...
No, I went and trained moves them some to, other stuff? To Pokemon.
Okay.
But I never really, like, screwed... I never got their move pool up, you know? Like, I never really, like,
you know about
did the work.
Mastering moves that you can use the Seat of Mastery and...
Although I never needed to. I always sold those because my Pokemon just mastered the move pretty quickly anyway.
I replaced a bunch of moves going into the final battle that we'll be coming up to. Well, I guess penultimate battle if you go all the way and do the final battle. But
yeah,
then I had to
the fucking time.
I finally had to use the Seeds of Mastery and I had like a dozen of them because I was like, I feel like I shouldn't sell these, but I don't really need them. And then I finally replaced like six moves across a bunch of Pokemon, and then I immediately cashed those in.
Here's the thing with Porygon Z. It also knew Thunder Wave.
Yeah.
I taught it Thunder Wave, and I was also using it to try to catch Pokemon, but it was also underleveled, and it just kept dying. So then, like, Manaphy would come in, and then I would catch the Pokemon, and then Porygon Z would get none of the experience. So I think Porygon Z is my one Pokemon that I didn't manage to get up to the level cap.
Well, we didn't even set a level cap, although I did hit a specific level with all my Pokemon.
I was going for the same level as you.
Oh, okay.
All of all of my Pokemon.
It and seemed like a natural
one of them.
Stopping point. Yeah. Well, I just was like, I was a hoarder in this game, and once I had over $100,000 like consistently sitting around, I just started like banking things and not selling a bunch of trash. Like, what the hell is that leaf? The little leaf that looks like a fan that I literally never used, I think, the entire game. It doesn't matter. Irrelevant.
Doesn't matter. All I need is tumble stones and... Or, because all I'm making is Ultra Balls, baby.
Yeah, I only ever was making balls. I would always pick up wood, and then I would make that Pokeshi doll.
Oh, yeah.
But I also sat on all of these, like, every, you know, candy from, like, experience small to extra large and rare candies.
I fed all of those to my Pokemon immediately.
No, I banked them for this moment, thinking that we would battle, and I blew all of them.
A few of my Pokemon were already up there, but then you put Palkia and Dialga in there a little bit, mix it up with some legendaries, Darkrai a little. That's fun.
Yeah.
Start playing around with them.
I don't think anybody else was going to say that that was a slug.
The black part is it's like it's coral. And it's the slug attached
well, we'll
to the
save
coral.
It.
And then it's got this little, like, the white thing is its tongue.
You could save your little argument. We don't need to go into it. I said what I said. And I also have some new, I have some new evidence about Darkrai that's, like, going to be very devastating to your argument as well.
Oh, I'd like to hear it.
You will.
Did I mention when I said, was that my best request last week?
The Darksome Nightmare?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
We
Which
only
I did.
Got that because we I had a... That. A save file for Brilliant Diamond Shining Pearl. Did I mention that?
I hypothesized it was like that because the Shaman one was a Sword and Shield unlock.
Okay, confirmed.
And I did Darksome Nightmare this week.
So you saw a Darkrai.
Yeah, I caught it.
Yeah, you know it's a slug. Feel that energy on it, right?
I guess I should add another question for the slug scientist, which is can slugs... Let me type this out. Can slugs teleport? And some or can. Be undead.
Some are.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a pretty scientific inquiry.
Last plate, Joshua.
So you say.
Is
plate of Snowpoint Temple.
Snow Point Temple.
Alabaster Icelands, which is also where I did my final Massive Mass outbreak.
Which one was that?
When the blizzard. But we'll cover that. We'll cover that later. I guess we have to stay honed in on going to the Snow Point.
Regigigas!
Yeah.
Your namesake this week. He's back here. He's looking resplendent. Look at him. He's got his trees covering him. He's like a being of pure creative force.
One of the robots in Castle in the Sky. I'm going to stand by that statement.
Yeah.
I mean,
it looks just like it.
They look
it's fine.
Better. Like, they're mossy.
That movie's too slow.
I like that movie.
I don't think it's bad. I think it's slow. Okay. Too slow.
Do we want to step back into the Miyazaki discourse?
No.
Did we ever talk about Boy and the Heron? Because I thought that was like out of the gate, top tier. Oh, okay.
Still haven't seen it.
You just wander through the Snow Point Temple and then you come to the door with Sabi and, I don't know, Adam and
Regigigas.
And Regigigas.
Yes. And then you catch Regigigas because you have to, because we have to catch everything.
And it's bad. Then... It was the easiest fight by far.
Oh, yeah. I think I had something super effective for all of these.
I just did one close combat, and then it was basically dead, and then I thunderwaved it, and I caught it. And it killed nobody.
And then we have just all of the remaining plates, which is like most of the other plates left to go get.
And it's like two.
Mommy has the first one.
Yeah.
Go take a meeting with Mommy. She's like, here's your plate.
Well, she says, oh.
I've been eating off of
it. I just need three pieces of wood, and that's how I will be able to tell you the secret of the 17th plate.
Oh, yeah.
And that's I had right. just, as I was saying, mission. I love carving those Pokeshi dolls. So and I had literally just done it. And I was like, I don't have any fucking wood left. And I had to go flying around Obsidian Fieldlands. And
I just keep
that.
In the box.
And then she is like, oh, thanks. I needed a new cutting board. Here's your pixie
that's
plate.
That's what she uses it
what
for.
Is it? Pixie board. Plate, I think, too.
Yeah.
No, it is plate. Pixie plate. She'd been using the pixie plate as her chopping board, and so she wants a new one.
Yeah, I think... Who's there with us? Volo? Even Volo's like, what about all this, like, sacred writing on the back? Weren't you concerned about that? And she was like, eh, I didn't really think about it.
Oh, I just thought that that was a Ina Garten recipe.
Yeah.
Make it all the time.
Okay, the plates are intact. Volo and I are becoming, like, fast friends, close allies, couldn't be tighter and chummier. And more in
love,
the kind of love that two respectful colleagues have for one another.
Yeah, you're adventuring around this whole time with Volo.
And here we are at the top of Mount Snow Point Temple.
Yeah.
Mount Coronet.
No, whoa. Yeah, you have to go to the Coronet Highlands and you have to go to admire the statues, the broken statue. And Volo's like, what do you think this one was? Do you think it was like a really messed up looking worm thing that probably is a slug? And
definitely
it's destroyed
slug.
Because everybody hated it. And then he's like, oh, it's Giratina.
Giratanner.
And he's like, where do you think that might be? Do you think it might be where we found Dialga and Palkia?
Hey.
Up at the Sinnoh.
I don't appreciate this tone you're taking for Volo. Just got done
just
saying. He's
say
a close friend
my,
and ally.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. I do
yeah, Joshua,
canonically love Volo.
Volo is luring us to Snow Point Temple, where we will go to
when are we,
figure out
when are we
whatever this honey trap is that he's luring us to.
Uh-huh.
After this break. Sorry, I was trying to think of a good approach to it, but I couldn't think of one. And it just felt mean to trick you.
That's fine.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty then, is Ventura.
I know him.
Joshua, welcome back, Bug Pioneers. Welcome back.
Welcome back to his.
We are on the steps. Oh, sorry.
I had to do it one
Speaking
more time.
Of steps, I stepped on your hisui.
Yeah.
We are on the steps of Snow Point Temple. The,
well,
the,
now we're heading up to
Temple of Sinnoh. Yeah. We're on the steps of the Temple of Sinnoh. And Volo reveals his true identity.
Yeah, Pit. He looks Pit. Like Pit from Kid Icarus.
Yeah, he does look like Pit from Kid Icarus. Yeah, he's got a whole new getup.
Like lunar hair. I mean, he looks like a
I think he's going Greek for like god. An Arceus look. He's like an Arceus like stan.
Yeah, like an acolyte. Yeah.
He really wants to meet Arceus. He thinks that getting all the plates to the Temple of Sinnoh is the only way to do that. He is in fact right, but we're still missing a plate.
That's right.
But we get up there. It turns out he has it. He whips off his costume. He's the villain. Oops. Fucking knew it.
Yeah, you Made didn't like him from the beginning. I fell for his good looks and charming demeanor and all the free items he gave me and the bonding that we did.
Simp.
Looking for all these plates. Yeah, I'm a simp.
He then gets into a battle with you. I went Woof. In with roughly the team I had level-wise last week and barely scraped through the battle with Volo. A surprise guest shows up. Almost made it through the battle with the surprise guest. I had to pop every max revive I had. And then the surprise guest does turn into its origin form.
Yeah, origin form.
And then absolutely obliterated me. Oh. So I did have to go back to Jubilife, do a
Tanner.
Little training, and do some side missions in Request Ranking.
Request Ranking!
Yeah, I got absolutely obliterated the first time I went up there.
I actually Volo did it. Like, I did it in one me. Shot. It was not easy. We'll get into that, but I did do it in one shot. I'm pretty proud of that.
It was like a Final Fantasy battle. It just like kept coming at me. It's like,
Yeah, I'll say in general, I'm very impressed with the battles that they built for this game.
Yeah, it's a fun game, and constructs. I'm so glad we should mention. By the way, this is a Pokemon News Corner.
Oh yeah,
so excited that they announced Pokemon Alpha Z.
Yeah, Pokemon Legends ZA.
Yeah, right. God.
Yeah, I got into a lot of comments on Reddit about speculating, like, oh well, Nintendo of America said set entirely within Lumiose, and then Pokemon Japan or Pokemon Company or Nintendo or fucking whatever was like. In Lumiose, but it doesn't. And they're like, wait, is it all going to be within the city? And like, is this
in, like, a cyberpunk?
Yeah, it's that. Well, then that was the other part was, oh, is this going to be a reconstruction of Lumiose after the events of X and Y, where it gets destroyed and then they're rebuilding it? Whereas I think I would take the side of the Eternal Floette with AZ's. Internal Fluette. I've been waiting 3,000 years. It's like the story of how they built Lumiose, whether or not it's set entirely within it, rather than like post-reconstruction Lumiose.
Oh, cool. It's going to be like steampunk?
I mean, that's what that trailer looks like to me, I think.
Woo!
That's Pokemon News Corner. Now let's get into the requests. What's your best?
Daybreak. The Daybreak line is really fun. But also, I'll let you talk about the Daybreak line, because what I want to talk about is what happened after the Daybreak line, which is the Path of Solitude.
Oh, okay. And you like?
Did you take any Pokemon on the Path of Solitude?
I just tried to do it with the specific Pokemon that Rai, whatever his name is, the trainer who's off to the side, gives you like 7 or 10 side quests that are all do the Path of Solitude with Blissey and Sneasel and all this shit.
Yeah.
And they all got one-hitted. And I was like, nah, I'm just not going to do that.
The way it works is you get one Pokemon that goes in, and it's at the training ground.
It's Ingo. Gym. It's our friend Ingo.
Is it?
Yeah, Ingo's who you go to set him up. I think Kamado is the one who announces the new battle style, though.
Garrod.
Excuse me?
It's Garrod. Who gives you those Pokemon quest requests? Those original matchup ones.
Thought his name
his
was
Garrod.
Huh. Guess I'm not I guess you're not the only one who can't keep track of all these fucking names.
Well, they all look the same too, which is they look great.
Yeah,
but it's hard to tell them apart when they all have big.
A lot of copy and pasting of like what their actual looks are.
Here's the thing, Joshua. You go into a battle and you are pitted against your perfect nemesis. The Pokemon that's been perfectly selected to destroy you, whatever Pokemon you've brought into battle. And it's really hard. I didn't really do well on it, but I think it's kind of fun. It's neat.
Yeah, it's neat.
It's a neat thing to add. It's like their battle tower. Souls-like.
Fine.
Let's walk me through Daybreak.
So Daybreak was completed after I'd done the massive mass outbreak. So I think it's triggered by at least doing New Anomaly, because I beat all of those. And then I think also a couple of quests that are related to Irida and Adamon that I will get to in a moment. But I came around on the massive mass outbreaks. If you recall, I was a little indifferent about it. And over the course of this leg in particular, I had some pretty tough ones. There were a lot of, like, once you were able to give a guav berries to the Munchlax and then figure out where to go, I pinpointed, like, oh, I don't have a Pachirisu and I don't have Magbees or whatever. And ended up actually in, like, a few dicey scenarios that were pretty challenging, where, like, the Pachirisus, I didn't complete it in time, and then they respawn, and there were four alpha Pachirisus, which was also really funny looking. And then there was one that I...
into alpha Stunkies.
Ew. I didn't get that, fortunately. I did, the one that I got that was the hardest was the Rhydon massive mass outbreak, and at one point it was any one of my Pokemon versus four Rhydon. And they were all level like 60 or whatever. So that was like a nightmare. And then I think that element is actually pretty fun and interesting, and it makes you re-explore the map again, which I'm sure is the intention. But then also,
I think the outbreaks are fun too.
That's what I mean. Like, I re-explored the map as a result of trying to do it. I actually kind of like that there is a time limit, but it's not too stressful. And then the reward at the end is, I have two comments about it. It's very cute. The end of the quest line for Daybreak is you get like a cute cutscene where it's you, Irida, Adamon, and I think the boy warden, Leon, I think is there too. And you're all just like staring at a breathtaking like new dawn, and you're marveling in the beauty of Hisui. Was fun.
Happens a lot in this game, honestly.
But then my complaint, I guess the disappointing part to me is that they're basically like, our hypothesis is maybe the Pokemon in the massive mass outbreaks are drawn to leftover energy from the time space distortion. Or maybe it just means we have a lot more to learn about the world around us. And they're like, okay, bye. So like no resolution, which is also sort of the entire main story as well. But I enjoyed it a lot. I thought it was great.
Okay. Worst request. We have the same one.
The Diamond Clan's treasure and the Pearl Clan's treasure.
You go off on your rant, because I think my reason for not liking it is going to be the perfect segue for bringing in our slug scientist.
Okay, great. my complaint with this is just like, all that it is finding Irida and Adamon at like different cliff sides or whatever, and they're like, hoo, 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 like, I got a secret to tell you.
I'm really bad at battling.
But you're gonna have to battle me first. And yeah, these are the clan leaders, okay? Let's remind everyone of that. And they have cool teams that should be great in execution. They each have three different evolutions.
Look nice.
Right. They look beautiful, stunning. It's a 3-on-1. The problem is ace. You don't have
so easy.
Yeah, well, the problem, right, it's too easy. A lot of the battles on this leg have been really tough, and I have been appreciating that. This is a letdown where Glaceon and Leafeon, respectively, are their aces, is level 65. Great. But then the other two are both level 34. And so you target 65 immediately, and then once that's done, it's curtains.
Yeah.
And at this point, I mean, I was just saying, I had to fight like four Rhydons that were all level 60 or whatever at the same time. Just give me
at that point, my lowest level was probably 70.
Give me three level 65 evolutions. Same time.
Yeah.
I can take it.
I can take it.
They're the leaders of the clans. Like, they should be able to not only beat me in battle, they should be able to just have me executed and get away with it. Like me, sorry.
And what do you get? And what do you get for it?
And then you beat them, and then they give away like the priceless heirlooms that have been handed down from like clan leader from generation to generation. And
some guy named Doug.
They just give it away. Like,
I don't even want this, because
they're both
power ups
for like Dialga and Palkia, right? Like, adamant orb or lustrous orb or whatever.
And it's the perfect time to bring in our slug scientist, because I do think, I don't think that the adamant orb makes Palkia more of a slug, but I think it's a parallel slug move, because he loses his arms, but he does grow two extra legs.
Okay, yeah, so we do have to talk about that. I had that on my notes that I wanted to talk about origin for me, Palkia. Because I didn't get to see it, but I looked it up so I'd be informed. But speaking of informed, we're going to go into level check.
Okay.
And then we will talk about Volo, but we need to get the slug scientist in here. So, it's a level check featuring actual slug scientist.
Debatable.
Michael Levine.
I've never seen your studio before, and I knew about this Jar Jar Binks thing. Because you talked about it once.
Thing.
The shrine.
It looks like you cut off Jar Jar Binks's head.
It's a backpack.
It's a backpack. Holy shit. Wait, did the ears go around you? Like,
you see how he has the curtain, too?
The ears are just kind of there. No, that would be good if the ears were the arm holds or whatever.
Yeah, what's with this curtain?
Well, it's so he can have some, you know, private bunk time if he needs it.
Welcome to the show, Dr. Mike Levine.
Yeah.
Dr. Michael Levine, slug scientist.
Slug scientist. I am a slug scientist.
Oh, I'm so interested to dig into your background and your history and your qualifications as a slug scientist. Please tell us first, where did you go to school and what did you go to school for?
Well,
what is your doctorate in?
Well, I did my PhD at Cornell, and my doctorate is in physiology and biophysics.
Of
anything.
Anything.
Yeah, physiology and biophysics of anything.
Okay.
It turns out to be a scientist, you have to just kind of be prepared to work on anything. You don't even know the weird kinds of animals that you have to study to do experiments. You can't just do every experiment on humans.
You literally studied slugs.
Did you have to dissect a slug?
You were in school. You were in med school.
I was at a med school doing my PhD, technically. What do you call that? Medical school? I don't know about that.
How many PhDs do you have?
I mean, you really only get one. Anyone who has more than one PhD is definitely lying to you. Or has like fake.
So just PhDs. Okay. So just the one.
Just the one. Okay. Just the one. I definitely have dissected slugs at some point in my education.
Wow.
I have worked in labs that worked on fish and birds and technically, I guess, mice. Lots of bacteria.
So a bunch
yeast.
Of slimy, feathery,
like a lot of things with
furry
bones.
Things.
Those a lot of those things have bones, which is a crucial thing that slugs don't have.
Well, if you truly do have
one of
the credentials, it'll be nice to have a peer on the show, a fellow slug expert.
I am an expert. Do you know how scientists become experts?
I do it the scrappy
way. Scientists become experts by first becoming experts in one thing and then using Wikipedia to become experts in another thing.
Yeah, oh, that's like how, that's like me being a historian where I studied history in college and now I spend most of my time when I'm not playing Pokemon on Wikipedia reading about obscure historical events.
Exactly. Like sometimes maybe you'll go to Google Scholar and look for real papers because you have a thing you want to learn about, but you kind of always start at Wikipedia. You don't even know my work computer. I have so many Wikipedia tabs open.
I love that.
Well,
I love to compare tabs sometimes.
It's like, this is like what they don't teach you in Harvard Business School, your version of that. This is what they don't teach you at Cornell Medical School.
Yeah, they don't teach you how to use Wikipedia properly. They really should.
We're doing level check, Mike. You've been on the show before. Yeah. Everyone, welcome back, Mike Levine. He came on to play Pokemon Trading Card Game with Josh.
Pretty good
game.
That's
right. And he's also the moderator of the Reddit, the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers, where he hosts the level checks.
Yeah.
So very fitting to have you on here for the level check.
I am the reason the level check is almost always late.
Well, at least it happens.
We're also always late on posting anything about the show these days on social media. So
busy people. Here's my team. We're doing level check. I think this.
Let's start with
confident
because I don't have any slugs in my team.
At least you don't think you have slugs.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe
I think there's probably one slug, but it's a slug that's on Tanner's team. Also,
okay.
Let's clear mine. And then let's focus, let's really hone
in
on Doug Farmer.
I see one slug, three invertebrates on your team.
Interesting.
Amphibian. You think Samurott. Philippus, Soren's first Pokemon. Philippus, Samurott. Do you think that's got bones?
I'm going to look up each one as we go. Yeah,
that I'm not going to make an argument.
Okay. Having fresh.
A very important part of being a slug is not having a shell, and that has a shell on its head. So it's definitely not a slug.
Okay. Okay, we allow snails too. What about a snail?
Well, so if you allow snails, that gives you some extra flexibility. It could be a snail. I agree, but does it pass the smell test when you look at that thing, which has a nose and whiskers?
No. Yeah. I'm not going to say.
Definitely
it's
not.
A slug.
Definitely no. not a slug or a snail. Yeah.
Level great. 75. I will just say it. Every single one of my Pokemon is level 75.
It's a good level.
As I was saying to Tanner earlier, I timed all of my candies so that they would all be the same level because we thought we would be able to battle.
Oh, I have
we couldn't wrap our heads around that. So
you would have killed me.
I think so. And we might try to game that out one way or another because we couldn't get Pokemon Showdown. We couldn't hack it. Amit. Drifblim. That's balloon. Ghost.
Yeah, invertebrate for sure. Not a slug,
well,
definitely.
I guess I can pepper in a couple of my related questions, Mike, while you're here about slugs. Can they be undead?
Can they be ghosts? Undead? Now, I do think there could be zombie slugs. There's nothing stopping a slug from being a zombie slug. And there's tons of cool fungus that take over animals' bodies and make them into weird zombies. Usually they take over ants. But you can imagine.
That's what Paris is based on.
Oh. That reminds me of Paris and Parasect. Do you know about them? Because that's one.
I do, yeah.
I didn't hear it. Okay.
So you could imagine some fungus that can turn a slug into a zombie. That is completely possible. Does that exist? I don't think so.
Wow.
You could have.
That's coming from the mouth of a slug, a doctor of slug science, people.
Slugology.
So there could be
just
one.
Like a shrug and could happen.
There's a lot of hypotheticals in science, you know. Could someone make one in a lab?
Oh, no.
Is it a thing you might want to make in a lab? Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Now, like, is Drifblim one?
Hey, it's hypotheticals.
That's R&D's job to figure out whether or not we should make it.
Exactly. Now, is Drifblim one of these? I'm going to go with probably not. Probably not.
I don't have to have slugs, but I am curious. Bjarni the Luxray, that's not a slug. That's just an electric lion.
It's like a lion.
Frangeg, Toxicroak.
Bones, nope.
Yeah.
Bones.
Frogs have bones.
It has bones, yeah.
Yeah. Frogs have bones, I think we know that, yeah.
Have you ever eaten frog? You would definitely know they have bones then.
No, but I have dissected
I
one
like
to
frogs
your point
too much.
Earlier. And I do remember seeing bones in there.
Yeah, they got a lot of bones.
Okay, way too bony. Now here's in fact I'm gonna do one before I get to the main course. Speaking of Behemoth, Alpha Kleavor, rocks, bones, axes.
So
no bones. It's like an ant. That's all exoskeleton.
You did make. I feel like you actually did try to make an argument that maybe Kleavor was a slug or didn't have bones. But like,
no, it's an ant.
It's a bunch
like
of rocks.
Yeah.
Rocks aren't bones.
That's
but
an
don't
exoskeleton.
They have probably like structures like a bone.
So obviously an ant isn't a slug. And just to be clear, slugs are not insects. They're mollusks.
I want to be clear. I'm not arguing that an ant is a slug.
Yeah, they're just not even slug adjacent. They're pretty far.
I'm just going to remind you of Doug's motto.
Oh, yeah. The famous motto that probably both Dr. Levine and I could both just say off the top of our heads.
Yeah.
Let's try
to have to
try
search for.
Let's try to
you have to
right
search
now.
For your own motto.
No, throne.
Bugs, slugs, crabs, clams, little octopods, and other boneless bods. If it ain't got
a
bone,
balls
getting
thrown. Of course. Thank you for saying it with me, Joshua.
I just knew it off
weird
the top
that
of my
we
head,
said
basically.
The whole first half in perfect sync, so it sounded like just one person saying it.
It did seem to me that the bug part of that was a pretty nice crutch for you. Otherwise, you would have
bugs
a very
have
small team.
Bugs don't have bones. No, I don't have a small team. I have a full team of 6 eligible slugs and a lot of slugs waiting in the wings.
I think everything is eligible.
We're
going to
talk
check
about
the
those.
Eligibility, and then that's when the problem arises.
Okay. Who else is on your team?
Well, my last one is Shervash, the Alpha Goodra.
Definitely a
snail. Now this is a
well,
debate.
Definitely a snail, but whatever.
It's snail. Got to be snail. Goodra.
Let's think about that.
But you need Hisuian Goodra.
Hisuian Goodra.
I mean,
normally. Somehow this is real creepy. Google. Once I put in the H, put in Hisuian Goodra. So
maybe you've spent some time on a alpha on a for affinity.net.
I will say that Gudra has one aspect which is very, very important for slugs, which is that they excrete mucus.
Yeah, he's
and
gooey.
He is gooey. And in this image on Bulbapedia, there's really just goo coming off his chin, off his hands.
Mm-hmm. Drips.
So
yeah, I think it's one, it just chooses to take the shape of a dragon, but it's really just a big, like, snail body
so
out there.
That's where it may, in fact, be a snail, not a slug. Those are two different things. Goomy.
No, they're not.
Snail's not a mollusk, too?
They're both mollusks.
A snail is a slug with a shell, Mike. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they are evolutionarily related, and they are both part of the family of mollusks, but they are not the same thing. And actually, the important thing, like sea slugs, for example, are snails that lost their shells over time through evolution. So it's kind of
is that where all those shells came from?
Not sure that's how evolution works. But so in the sense that, you know, we're related to a bunch of primates, that is true. But I wouldn't call primate a human Pokemon, for example. Would you?
I think Steve Human would have a lot to argue with. About.
Yeah, Steve Human would have a lot of problems with his he chooses to hang out with.
That being said, I actually think the non-Hisuian Gudra is more likely
to be
a slug, because the whole thing of getting the steel part is that it gets the shell, even though it has a little shell when it's Sligu, even when it's normal. Gudra does not have a shell. So I think Gudra... So they're
a slug.
Well,
if we were back home in modern day Sinnoh, I'd be rocking a Gudra, but
now,
I'm stuck in fucking old Hisui.
There is one other problem with Gudra. So, little known fact about slugs is that the whole thing is actually called, the body is called the foot, because it's one big muscle that's basically its foot. Now, Gudra has feet. It has 2 feet.
No, that's just like, it's like
goofy.
Slugs can kind of take any shape, Mike.
That's an interpretation of what a slug could be. But
appendages. They have like antennae.
Four tentacles. And it does have 4 tentacles on its head. It has 2 big ones and 2 small ones. That is very slug-like. I agree.
Can slugs have necks or heads? Or are they basically all neck?
Let's get into my team before we get into heads or necks or anything like that. Or horns.
Okay. All right, let's go through Doug Farmer Slug Charmer's list here.
Slug starter, Alpha West Sea Gastrodon. Definitely a slug.
Gastrodon.
Well, that's going to relate to
now,
Dr. Levine's snail sea slug thing.
Yes, it is literally defined as the sea slug Pokemon. So you definitely get this one. It is literally a slug Pokemon. So you win this one.
Great, because I have 2 of those. Slug partner, Alpha East Sea Gastrodon, level 75.
So that's probably cleared.
Rock Harder, Alpha Steelix, level 75.
Now... Yeah.
We don't go by the Pokedex, by the way, Mike.
I know.
You know why we brought you on? We can check the Pokedex.
Tanner
Dr. Levine
vibes.
When I was thinking about what makes a Pokemon a slug, I was trying to make it a little more flexible for you, so maybe some of your Pokemon would actually qualify and some very, you know, I'm also a physicist, so, you know, we have a phrase in physics called the spherical cow.
See what?
So in biophysics, you use physics to solve problems in biology. So often you have to simplify things quite a bit. So there's this joke that to a physicist, a good approximation of a cow is a sphere. Because if you keep getting rid of details, everything is basically these like simple things like a sphere. So I'm trying to get rid of some details of what a slug is so you qualify some of your problems.
And Steelix definitely.
That's like the argument that Tanner tried to use with Rotom or one of them
earlier
in the season.
We're going to talk about Rotom later, I think. But
yeah, we will.
Here's what I'll say about Steelix. So what makes something a slug? So slugs' bodies are majority water. It's like 80 to 90% water.
Pretty sure those big steel balls that Steelix is made out of are just full of water.
Just full of water?
He's heavy.
Now, you could imagine... They're rocks.
No, it's steel. It's like a
hollow
steel ball.
It starts as an onyx.
Yeah, it starts as solid rock.
Pile of rocks.
And the secondary thing, they excrete mucus, right? This like water-based... substance that comes from their body. So could you have the rock or steel equivalent of a slug, where instead of it being 80 to 90% water, it's 80-90% steel? It excretes steel from its body. Now,
cool. Rad. Sounds
if you
good.
Use that description, so I think Steelix could be a steel slug. Now, do steel slugs really exist? Ooh. No, but in a lab, we could make one maybe. Ooh. Who knows?
And then definitely in Hold Hisui, they exist.
Apparently.
So that's charger.
A slug. It could be a slug if we really get flexible.
According to a biophysicist, Steelix is a slug. That's what
Duck
we're
saying. Charger, shiny Porygon Z.
Same argument. It's obviously not a slug, but it could be the digital analog of
a slug.
It's like a digital slug. Its body is made out of information. And
see, that's what I argued, actually. That's why I allowed him to have Porygon in the first place, even though, as we'll get into, I'm not sure that slugs can have like sharp corners and be pointy and stuff.
So
it doesn't have sharp corners.
Porygon Z doesn't. And because I think it's a digital construction, even though I took some heat on X, the site formerly known as Twitter, I took the heat on behalf of Tanner and I defended the Porygon Z, I do think is a slug because it's a digital construct.
Baby.
And you know, the other things that slugs
can
do,
right? Because she's wet.
Slugs can release parts of their body as bait and then regrow them. And if you haven't noticed, Porygon Z's head isn't even attached to its body. It's not.
Wow.
So that was one of my questions. If you chopped off part of a slug, will it regenerate?
So I don't think you can like cut it in half necessarily, but it does use some of its body as bait in like a kind of way to defend itself or get things to come near it. Because if it wants to escape a predator, it can just like pop off part of its body. It amputates part of its tail and then kind of runs away.
I wish I could do that.
That's mostly...
That works for Porygon Z.
And then there's
Slime Armor, Alpha Gudra, who you've already checked. So yeah. It's 5 for 6.
That one's pretty
good. And then Hugs Water, Manaphy.
Okay.
75.
So I am going to argue that Manaphy is the most slug of all the Pokemon on your team. Oh, here's why. If you go to the Bulbapedia, there's a very important fact about Manaphy. 80% of its body is water. And slugs are 80-90% water. Very important fact about slugs.
So are humans. You know that?
There's a lot of water in humans. That is true.
We have bones. Okay.
We have bones. We definitely have bones. The other interesting thing about Manaphy, so one of the reasons why I went to Bulbapedia is to look at their attacks to get a kind of an idea of what they can do with their body. And one attack Manaphy can learn,
gross way to
acid that. Armor.
Yeah.
And that is like admitting
a
mucus from your body. So it actually, Manaphy almost clicks all of the boxes of what defines a slug.
Big slug energy.
And it doesn't really have feet.
Learn acid armor.
I think
Tanner's figuring out his loopholes for the next round. All right. So actually, it seems like Doug Farmer, Slug Charmer's final team passes the test.
Shit.
I would say that
with
a couple ones we have to really make spherical cows. Otherwise, not that bad.
Stands up to the scientific method. Doctor approved.
Manaphy was a great choice. I was very surprised to realize that a mythical Pokemon is really just a slug. It's just a slug.
Well, I do a lot of research before I choose my theme each week.
Yeah, you can tell. He does. It's not like he's not just like pulling from the hip on
those.
Just
to make sure I can't have more than 6 Pokemon.
I will mention also, my wife mentioned that she thought Ditto was a slug. Now, the cool thing is that Manaphy is a weird Pokemon. It's a mythical Pokemon, but it can be bred. And it can only be bred with one other Pokemon. Do you know what Pokemon that is? Ditto. Just Ditto.
Because Ditto can be bred with anyone, right?
Yeah, so it can only be bred with Ditto. And weirdly,
therefore, Ditto's a slug?
So
there's definitely no bones in there.
What is its body made out of? I don't really know.
I always think of it as like
Jell-O. Stem cells.
Gelatin.
Yeah, it's like a Jell-O made of stem cells.
Yeah, it's very unclear. But it can breed with...
It's like a slug made of stem cells, sorry, to your wife's point.
And the weird thing is when Manaphy and Ditto breed, they don't make Manaphys or Dittos, they make Fionns.
And
Fionns are basically also slugs.
The waste of the Pokédex number.
Like, not evolution on the evolutionary line with Manaphy, so therefore completely useless.
Completely different Pokemon that just so happen to look almost the same. Very strange.
Well, you're the scientist. You know all about that stuff. Evolutionary dead ends.
Yeah.
It's going to happen to us someday.
It honestly seems
to be uploaded to the cloud.
A fully inferior Manaphy. I'm not really sure I understand.
No, I caught all of them.
And they have the same stats. It's infuriating that you would blow a national deck slot on Fionn.
It doesn't make any sense.
Let's do a couple of other ones from the rest.
Well, we
of
have
the
to
season.
Talk about our battle really quick. Okay. Because then we have to talk about what happens at the end of the battle. We have this big Final Fantasy battle with Volo. Which is how you got your nickname, by the way. We had to bleep it at the beginning. Also, welcome to the show, Micario.
I'm Lucario.
Sorry, Dr. Micario.
Yeah, you got it.
Because
hell yeah.
Volo has Lucario, and Volo makes you fight them. And then
Volo's got
the end
a hell
of, the fight,
of a team. Spiritomb, Togekiss, Arcanine, Garchomp, Roserade, Lucario, all level 68. One of the hardest battles I've played, probably the hardest since Cynthia, I would say.
Me too. Garchomp was definitely the hardest.
I feel like Togekiss is the bigger problem for you, because
Togekiss
is very...
was a huge problem for me also.
Shot it out of the sky with Porygon Z.
I did teach one of the moves that I taught to Samurott was Ice Beam when I was doing the training, and that was super helpful in this whole situation. And Play Rough, I opened with Luxray, who was able to one-shot Spiritomb. And Spiritomb, I think historically, in my experience, is one of the most horrifying Pokemon to actually go up against. So I got lucky.
Ooh,
in that.
That's an interesting one.
Is Spiritomb?
Just a slug sticking out of a... It's like a... Well, it's a snail. Sorry.
Let's see.
Well, like I think it inhabits the little rock thing that's underneath it, but it's only... And it's ghost dark, so you have a lot of leeway there.
Yeah, it's attached to the rock. It's a ghost that somehow comes out of the rock. Oh, no, because that's kind of like a shell. Is it?
That's like a foot. Looks like a foot to me.
It does kind of look like a foot. It could be like a slug attached to a stone.
One, two, three, four. Oh no, there's five appendages coming up.
There are. There's a few. There's one too many. It is a sweet looking Pokemon.
This is a male we're looking
this
at.
This is a male. Yes.
Spiritomb has genders?
Yeah, I was actually about to check. Does Spiritomb have genders?
Feels like
it can learn a lot of attacks, and one of those is toxic and
excreting venom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just really venomous mucus, maybe.
All right.
Tanner, keep playing. You could get a Spiritomb. It's in the game.
Take down Volo out of the to tear in space time erupts. Definite slug, Giratina.
Okay.
Although not in, I will say, to the point you're about to make, not in this form.
So which form are we talking about?
It's a origin. So this is a three-part battle.
Yep.
Normal battle with Volo, then Giratina. In its normal, like, mini leg
ugly
form,
centipede
form. But then there's a third part, and it turns into worm slash snake or slug looking version.
Also, by the way.
Yeah.
Worms are also slugs.
I don't know if you remember, Josh, the other night at the bar, we had a discussion about Giratina, because I think Giratina is close to a slug. It's like a slug with some armor on it. Yeah.
Well, look at its origin form.
Yeah, and the origin form is great. It looks great. I'm always disappointed.
It is an improvement as well.
I love Giratina in Pokemon Go, but the regular form, the origin form, sucks. But Giratina looks badass in origin form.
And it is a slug in origin form. Yep. So viable, but I didn't catch it. I just killed Volo and sent him back to hell.
Ah, that's rough.
Banish them to hell.
And then I'm free. I'm in the wind and can kind of do whatever I want. Let's talk about some of the other slugs we encountered along the slugs we met along the way.
Yes. So
just this episode before he came on, Mike, Cresselia. Slug. We called it a moon slug.
Okay,
which has some slightly and you said you're a doctor of physiology. You probably don't know a lot about moon physiology though. Yeah.
Know about
this one might be outside of your pay grade.
There is astrobiophysics or something like that. I know nothing about that.
PhD there.
It could be what a slug would look like on the moon. It looks pretty space adjacent. And it is
like
a lunar Pokemon.
It drops things called lunar feathers. And can a slug have feathers?
So that's where I would say I don't think slugs can have feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And
feather-like appendages.
It doesn't really have
that some layman like Josh would call a feather.
It doesn't quite have
that means.
Many attacks that could make it seem like it emits mucus, except for potentially mist. It can learn mist, and like maybe the mist comes out of your body. The other thing it has going for it is body slam. Because if you imagine you were a slug Pokemon and you're just one big muscle, you're slamming your body into them. Now, I know body slam is supposed to be you slam their body. I'm not really sure I understand how Cresselia slams people's bodies.
Hey, gents. Hey, gents. Sorry. Hey, gents.
Oh, no.
Sorry to back us up a little bit. Let me pop into the chat here.
Oh, Tanner's found some literature. I hope it's not from furaffinity.net.
Oh, it's definitely going to be.
He's linked to something called inaturalist.org. Feather Aelid. Fiona pinnata, common name Fiona, is a species of small pelagic nudibranch sea slug, a marine gastropod mollusk in the superfamily Phaenodia, mainly on barnacles, specifically goose barnacles in the genus.
Not interesting. Stop reading about its diet. But, it has feathers.
Hey, we're here. But, this is like reading rainbow, basically. We're just here to tell people feathers. The more they should know.
Here's what I'm going to say. They're not actual feathers. They just look like feathers.
Chrysalia's feathers aren't actual feathers. They look like feathers to these lay people like Josh and Melly.
But counter to that is in modern day Sinnoh, Chrysalia still has lunar feathers and they are still called that, which implies as the science advanced, people were still classifying them as feathers.
Clinging to their tradition. Right?
Unless you're making the Jurassic Park argument where like, you know.
I'm making the Jurassic Park argument.
The raptors and everything started off with, they just had
you wanted
scaly
to touch
skin.
On Rotom.
Look, we still call them feather slugs and maybe we still call them lunar feathers because it just sounds nice. I will say I scrolled down on that iNaturalist website a little bit farther. And there is a description of the snail penis.
So snails do have penises. So then Spiritomb is a snail.
Yeah.
Check.
Oh, right. I guess I should have asked. That should have been my first question, actually, was whether or not slugs can have penises.
Yeah, which they can.
As many as they want.
Yeah.
As many as they want. You wanted to talk about Rotom, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
We have to get into the Rotom issue.
So I was thinking about Rotom.
I have one more after that, too.
Because if we're willing to say that Porygon Z being made purely out of information is like the information equivalent of the water in a slug, can you say that about Rotom? That like the electricity?
It's electricity.
Maybe. But it doesn't really...
It's wet with electricity.
It's wet. And it doesn't emit like a electric mucus. It actually like... goes inside things, right?
There is a wash Rotom.
It does. It goes into a washing machine. That's the water type one. I feel like that's more like going into a shell. So maybe you could argue it's a snail.
Yeah.
I don't think it's
a slug.
Is there a snail?
Sorry. Let me ask you this, Dr. Levine. Is there a type of slug that goes into and out of a shell and can kind of go back and forth between being a slug and a snail?
Well, there is a research question about are slugs just snails looking for a shell? You can find this on what state do you think poses this question? What state in the U.S.?
Flora?
Alabama.
Oh.
It is on the Iowa Department of Natural Resources website. This is
the state of Iowa. The people of Iowa have to know.
They have to know. This was apparently a hot topic in 2000.
They will gerrymander until they can get to the bottom of that being wrong.
This very short article that they did a news release on has 18,000 views. So the people of Iowa, that's pretty much all of Iowa, as I understand it.
It's like it's what they vote on.
Yeah. So
that's what brings them out to the polls.
Stance. Yeah.
If that's not on the ballot, nobody's going out to vote.
Apparently, slugs have something that looks like it used to be a shell in their body, but it's usually inside their body, not outside their body. So... Yeah, right. That feels uncomfortable.
Like get into some complex topics pretty soon. So I'm going to redirect.
I don't think Rotom is a slug.
Who's your last one?
Well, I realized I have two.
Who's your next one?
I think based on the Manaphy situation, the Lake Guardians are probably going to get cleared.
Yep. Okay, so I was wondering about this.
They have feet. We decided.
They very clearly have feet.
But what about this corporeal form versus ethereal form situation?
That is a good question.
They're seemingly projecting a version of themselves, and it looks like it may or may not have bones in a Manaphy way.
Yeah.
But there's nothing, if I recall, from the Bulbapedia that indicates that they are full of water or air or something.
Exactly.
Like
they're
that.
Not full of water. They're more like pixies, and I don't think we would say that pixies are... slugs or snails?
I'm not even interested in them. I don't want them. Darkrai, though, we would both use a slug, right?
So
Okay. Darkrai. And I have evidence on this one. So if I can open this up.
You have evidence. Lee. I like Sorry. It.
So I missed when you got your PhD, Dr. Fjell said.
Well, as we've
Why detailed, am I interested in your opinion on this?
As we've detailed in an earlier episode, I've handled a lot of slimy salamanders, frogs, slugs, and that kind of thing. So I may not have a PhD in it, but... Yeah.
And you haven't even put in Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours like I have.
Did we just simultaneously send the same thing
oh,
in
is
the
it?
Chat?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
did. We
It's been
did.
Brought to my attention that yeah, in the anime, Darkrai can have legs.
This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about
yeah.
and why he's a slug, Josh.
What?
Because you okay, see I'll that let you've you got do this like,
point counterpoint.
You've got in this. I'm glad we're all looking at the same picture here. You've got this piece of like dark coral. I'm not sure what that is. And then you've got the red slug here on oh. like kind of attached to the dark coral. And then it's like like putting out some kind of like tongue or appendage or something that I think it uses to like catch small shrimp
so,
and stuff.
So
like that.
So your argument is that Darkrai is only the red part. Of Darkrai.
Yeah, that's his argument.
Well, and the white.
That's my argument would be that he's clearly Jack Skellington. This is Pokemon Jack Skellington. And Jack Skellington.
That's a good point.
Is a skeleton. He is definitely not a slug or a snail.
I guess I'm not seeing Jack Skellington. You mean like on top of the piece of like dark coral?
I think there's just a preponderance of evidence of like a lot of appendages that Darkrai can have. Yes.
Like arms and legs
of the like plane of existence that it lives on. That's just too many legs and arms and a bunch of other shit.
Well, I fought with it a few times this week.
It's pretty crazy that there. If you look at the Darkrai legs page on Bulbapedia, people have been uploading pictures of specifically the legs of Darkrai since 2011. Yeah. One user submit 4 all in a day of. 4 different views of Darkrai's legs from the anime. And yeah. then a year later, someone named Patty
Just
Man was like,
these.
Here's a new one.
Here you go, gents.
Well, that, the I'm best prepared one. To admit that was me.
That was you.
I've
you
been were... making that argument for decades.
Wow, you knew, you like called me being Doug Farmer like years in advance.
Yeah, I got to get ahead of this.
All right, I got to go. It's getting late here in Old Hisui. Any others that you just want to like sound off on, Mike, that you are pretty confident are slugs?
Dialga, Palkia, not slugs. I know that Josh has
no, but
this.
When you give it the adamant orb, Palkia becomes slightly more like a slug.
Yeah, but their origin...
origin form.
So
it loses two arms.
I've seen their origin forms quite a bit because Pokemon Go nice. This weekend, they were all over New York City, the origin forms of Palkia and Dialga.
Ish.
I probably caught like hundreds of them. Because I love
Jump on one,
Origin
ride it.
Form Dialga.
Ride it down Broadway.
Clearly has armor. Clearly has 4 legs. Like, definitely not a slug.
Not a slug.
More like yeah. a centaur, which is still
yeah,
pretty badass.
That's right.
They are centaurs.
Are centaurs slugs? No.
No.
No, I
Well,
don't
I guess
so.
While we have a Dr. Slug Scientist here, we yep. should just do Unknown Hunter D.
Oh, yeah.
And we can just say what our final numbers were on getting all of the unknowns, and I got 22.
Here's what my
brutalized. Did you get brutalized in the last?
Here's what,
you know, I love a late game rally.
Here's what my unknowns spell out: ne updates, ne update. Sorry, I don't have S. I don't have any updates.
So basically, because you have. No,
six.
You have 18.
18.
So I got 6 more this week. So
fine.
Bing bong and Mike.
You're the master hunter. I take my Uno hunting stake and I drive it into my own heart.
Unknowns
Even
are
though
definitely
you
not
named
slugs.
The segment after yourself.
Yes, they are.
D
Get out of here.
Unknown, not slug.
How could they be like slugs? What is slug? What is slug like?
Look at I Uno.
Look at the exclamation point one or the I one. A slug.
I Unknown
or exclamation point.
I their eyes. They're just floating eyes. They have that DNA. What's
slugs
that thing
have eyes.
Beholders? Are they beholders? Like in a...
No, they're slugs.
I guess that's right.
I actually
or
think
most of them are.
Unknowns are really beholders.
Pokedex check. Let's just get out of the way because you're fucking going to embarrass me here, too. I had 192 seen, 153 caught.
209 seen, 178 caught. I didn't make it close enough to the barrier of 200 to actually try to go for completing the Pokedex. We did both watch the true ending. Because YouTube. I don't know if and when we will fully complete the Pokedex. I will say that this was the first time in since Gen 2 where I actually felt compelled to catch as many Pokemon as possible and go out on weird digs. Like I found...
Well, it was an easy way to level up our Pokemon too.
Yeah, and there was a couple of delightful... I can't remember what the name of it was.
And generate income. You get so much money if you come back with like 60 Pokemon.
Although... I did not crack star rank 9. I'm still 8.
I didn't either, but I am back in the game because I did get 8. So I'm back in the program. I'm actually an evangelist. I love star rank. Survey Corps for life.
I think, I guess, like, if
the elite
we're here.
8s, that's what they call us. You and
I
me,
would say.
Sorin. The secret ending is Arceus. You get Arceus. You can have Arceus.
Do you have Arceus? No,
we didn't make it that far. Maybe someday, but my main comment on that was just going to be that you do not get an explanation beyond Arceus saying, I brought you here from another time in order to patch up this space-time problem that Volo started, I guess. But you're stuck here forever. Enjoy.
Luckily, tons of slugs.
I mean, fortunately, both of us...
Dr. Levine's method.
Yeah, fortunately, well, Doug Farmer did a good
job. Sphere slug method.
I do wonder, because Arceus has, you know, 18 different forms. Now, they give it the same art, but is the water Arceus a slug?
Oh, sure.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I think it probably is. All right, that's it for us, and that's it for Pokemon Legends Arceus. Thank you for joining us. This has been Experience Share. I have been Gira Tanner. I have been joined by Reggie Geekosh and Mikario. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts and do follow the show wherever there you follow podcasts and do follow us at EXP SharePod on Threads and Instagram and X.
You can Reds. Also... Yeah.
Reds.
I don't know what Tanner does on there. I told him to...
We chop it up.
I don't have the login still. He doesn't give it to me. So I don't know what's happening over there. Hope it's good. Hope it's not scary
it
or problematic.
I think it's probably Pokemon problematic. Yeah.
Speaking of problematic, you can also check us out on the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. Mike, anything to say?
We try to have fun there. We try to have fun. We'll post stuff. Yeah. We do the level check. You know, people often make posts shitting on Tanner, sometimes shitting on Josh, especially when, you know, they imply maybe that they weren't going to play the whole game. There was a panic that you guys were just not going to play the rest of the game. Luckily, it sounds like you did, but you actually didn't because you didn't get Arceus.
No,
we didn't.
You didn't get Arceus.
Catch them all.
So if you want to complain,
you would just be listening
Arceus
to silence
sending
for
me a message on my phone
3 weeks.
There, if you want to come and complain about how they didn't catch Arceus, we have a whole subreddit just for that.
And so, if you want to follow our slug scientist here, Dr. Michael Levine, where can they find you?
Yeah, I'm still on X, the website formerly known as Twitter, just as Michael V. Levine. I mostly post about Magic the Gathering. So if you like Magic the Gathering, then definitely follow me. If you like science,
any slug planeswalkers?
Not that useful. Slug planeswalkers. They've been getting pretty creative with the planeswalkers recently. They'll probably be a slug one eventually. They have a sweet dog planeswalker. And there's like one planeswalker that goes in your dreams, and they don't have like a definite form, so maybe they're really a slug now that I think about it. That would be kind of cool. Yeah, they can.
There's
like
plenty of I search magic card slug and there's a lot of slugs.
And to be honest, I play a lot of online magic these days, and there's a new card that just came out called slimes against humanity, and it just makes oozes. And I've been really into playing the ooze deck. And I feel like ooze and slugs, they're pretty. Like if
group slug. There's a theme called group slug.
But that means that you're just like beating everyone up rather than specific people. It's not, unfortunately, slugs.
It's no. Like slugfest, not slugs.
Yeah.
But
I've got my antennae up.
Magic is really into ooze. They're technically tentacles, not antenna.
Hey, me too, man. let's get out of here.
Thank you for joining us, Dr.
Thanks
Michael.
Thanks for having
slug
me.
Slug scientists Mike. And a lot of other types of science, I guess.
All types
we
of science.
We will be back next week with
Pokemon Unite.
You all fucking voted for it, and it's fucking Pokemon Unite. So we're going back to the Eos region. Chef yes. Green Ring's been whipping up some delicious meals over there for Greedent, Neon Genesis Greedent.
Yeah, and if you see us on there, Brie Van Der is on there, and she's been on there, and I've had a few rounds with people. I don't know if they're bug catchers or not. You're going back to bug catchers now. Bug Pioneers is dead. Back to bug catchers.
You were all, Arceus was merciful enough to send all of you back to your pathetic lives.
That's right.
But we're back in the modern world. Stuck in old Hisui, roughing it.
So we will do a Pokemon Unite update.
Yeah, and then we got Scarlet Violet.
Well, we might also... We might put in another episode of something in between there, but gear up for Scarlet and Violet.
Fuck your poll results.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Joshua. Thank you, Bug Catchers. See you next week. Goodbye. Oh, and Alola, by the way.
Alola.
Alola.
Smell you later.